Blog Talk Radio.
I am talking through my phone, okay? So I am going to
hear me
first unmute, Sue. Then I'm going to mute my phone and see if you guys can hear me through the mic. Okay, hang on just a second. Here we go. Well, I guess that answers that question. All righty. I'm using my phone today.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I had my phone. I turned my phone off, but I muted my phone and tried talking through the mic, and the mic's not working. So I'm back on my phone again. Yeah. See, when you called in, I tried talking to you. I was on my mic, and I tried talking to you, and it didn't work. So I went ahead and
called
in. Well,
you've had more trouble with mics. That's crazy. Crazy.
And it's been like that the whole time I've been on Blog Talk, and that's been 5 years. So, you know, I'm starting on my third year with the TLC Radio Network, and I was 2 years with Shauna on TCB, and I was a year before that on Elvis Experience. So this is starting my fifth year. And it's been like this all the time. There's always been problems with the mic. Always. Ever since I started. So it's nothing new. Okay. It's frustrating. I hate it. But like I said, it's nothing new. So one of the minor problems of today. You know what I mean? One of the minor problems. So that's okay.
Right.
We do this. So, hey, ladies, I want to let you know right up front, we are minus a very important person with the show today, and there's not a thing anybody can do about it. He does not have access today, and he does not know when he'll be able to be back. So take it in stride. Please no whining and crying. I'm having enough problem. We'll just do the show, have a good time with the music, and remember to pray, okay? That's just what I'm asking for you. I don't want to rehash everything and discuss everything or what it might be. Let's not do that. That's a downer. And I don't need any downers today, okay? I'm asking that as a big favor to me, kids. Please, please, let's just listen to the music and have fun. If you've got something fun and uplifting to talk about, go ahead. But let's not do downers today. Please, I'm just begging of you, okay? All right, with that being said, I'm going to go on to our first song. And have you guys ever heard of the Soul Survivors?
Yes,
like
I have. Yes.
1965, I think it was. This song came out in 1965. I used to love this song. This was fun. When I was a kid, this was a fun song. It's called Expressway to Your Heart. Of course, teenage girls and thinking of boys and all that stuff, anything having to do with love and kissy kissies is a good song, you know?
Right.
So this one is Expressway to Your Heart.
I got caught in the rush hour. Fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. You know it's much too crowded. So crowded. Road ahead, but I found rush hour, fellas started to shower. You with love and affection, won't you look in my direction?
On expressway to your heart, that expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. You know it's much too crowded.
Love. I got caught in the rush hour. These fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. Much too crowded.
Oh, yeah. And it sounds to me like that guy fell in love with a lady that, or a girl, that goes around gathering guys on the string like you would beads. You know what I mean? I don't know. I never had that opportunity. I wonder if that would be fun. You probably have a lot of fights and arguments, so maybe not. We don't want to do that. We really don't want to do that. Okay. One of the ones that, come on, I went right past it. Why'd you go past it?
Because this is not working very friendly.
Okay. No, that's not it either. Well, what the hey? It was here from last week. You know what I just figured out with my library?
What?
When you scroll down looking for something, you're not going to find it. If you go down and you go past where it's supposed to be and then you come back, you have to go all the way back past it and then come back down to it and it will be there.
Oh.
Now tell me, is that not frustrating?
Yeah.
Good. Grief. Driving me crazy, and I'm glad I finally figured it out. Maybe I can avoid a little bit of the frustration anyway. Anyhow, John is not with us today for health reasons, but he gave me this song last Saturday, and I didn't have time to play it because we were just getting so into the music that we got extra. I've got extra again today. I was just saying, okay, stay in the music, and I don't have to think about nothing. Didn't work, but, you know, whatever. This is Linda Ronstadt. Now, do you guys remember Linda Ronstadt?
Of course.
Blue Bayou.
Right.
Yeah. This is one little lady that ended up married to the governor of California.
Mm-hmm.
How that worked out, I don't really know, but, hey, if she liked it, more power to her. I remember what he looked like. And he was kind of a creep. So not for me, but hey, if it turned her crank, fine, no problem. There's somebody for everybody, you know? And there's better matches than others. So anyway, this is Linda Ronstadt. A long, long time.
Thank you.
voice. He does. And he was always that kind of singer. It just, she stepped out there and just kind of let it fly. And there was plenty of that voice for everybody. My gosh. I couldn't believe how that lady could sing. And he was just this young little thing, you know? And she would get up on stage in jeans and a t-shirt. Didn't bother her a bit. But, of course, that was the 60s. And in the 60s, anything went. It was like, do your thing. It doesn't matter. Go for it. So, my gosh. Okay. I have had a request to say a prayer for John. He's normally in the chat with us. He normally helps me with all my music. But, right now he can't, and it's health reasons he can't be with us today. So I'm going to say a short prayer for his health, and if y'all would like to join me, that would be great. If not, just take a couple minutes out and don't worry about it, okay? If you want to say your own little prayer, that's fine too. It's all the same. It goes the same place, and it's heard the same way. Dear Father in heaven, we come here together today. We know it's not Sunday, but it doesn't matter. We can talk to you anytime, day or night, about anything. today we lift up to you a very, very close friend who is having some health issues right now. We pray that you would touch him, Lord. Touch him and let your healing power flow over him, flow through him, and just bury him under in the sweetness of your healing and love. We know you can heal him in an instant, Lord. We're asking that you please touch him and heal him in that instant. He's very close to our hearts, Lord, and with your help, we know that he will come back to us. And that's what we pray for, is that he will have abundant health. He will feel better than he has for a long, long time, and he will enjoy his life once more. Please, Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, kiddies, there we go. We're ready to roll again. And I'm going to play an Elvis song. And this is one I haven't heard very much. I think I've only heard it a couple of times. That could just be me. I don't know. But I'm classing it under seldom heard. So here we go with Is It So Strange? Take 10 to 11.
Still love me two ways.
like ours would be a sin. Let us kiss again. Let me hold you near and take me from this strange world that I'm living in.
Ooh. I like it.
Very pretty.
That's very, very sweet. Yes, I like that. Okay. Now, I know you guys know who Frankie Valli and Four Seasons are. You can't mm-hmm. you can't have been alive in the 60s and not know who they are. Anyway. And don't tell me you don't know who they are, or I will have them take you to the funny farm. So there you go. This is a really popular song from back then. And I don't think you could go a day without hearing it for quite a long time, actually. So here is Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Like it 10 years from now if I'm still here. It's just always good. What can you say? There's nothing else you can say. Okay. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. All right. Yeah. Yardbirds. Now, I think this is a group that, even though they were all around and they were always playing their songs, we never quite got into remembering their name. I have absolutely no idea whatsoever in God's green earth, but we didn't remember their name. So this is one thing I think is because every time I would think of Yardbirds, I would think of prisoners in their black and white striped uniforms out in the exercise yard stumbling around. That's just what it made me think of. I have no idea why. Kind of strange. I know. I mean, I was a kid. You know, I was a teenager, and I wasn't even 14 yet when this came out. So, anyway, yeah, because this was in 1965. That's funny. I wasn't 14 until the end of 68. Interesting. Anyway, strange the things you remember, you know what I mean? Anyway, this is the Yardbirds doing For Your Love. How many times beatniks and all that stuff was more 50s, you know, maybe early 60s, but yeah, early 60s. Yeah, the beatniks and all that stuff. You guys remember Dobie Gillis on TV?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I watched that one.
Maynard,
real young. They were old.
Maynard Krebs.
Some of them reruns.
Yeah, Maynard Krebs. He was a beatnik. Maynard Krebs was a beatnik. And Dobie Gillis was this straight cut all American dude.
Yeah, his father owned the grocery store, correct? I think so. Are you there?
Okay. Let's try that again. Blog Talk cut me off.
Oh, wow.
I'm sitting there talking. All of a sudden, I see the banner across the top saying, this phone number has dropped. And I was like, wait a minute. I had the phone laying down. I wasn't touching it. How did it get disconnected? Well, you know, it's blog talk, so whatever.
Oh, well. Wow.
What can you say? It's blog talk. Hey, okay, whatever. All right. Let's find. Okay, yeah, I like that one. Up here. I've got to get this all squared away because I've got songs hiding. I don't know where to find them because I've entered them, some of them with a hyphen, some without a hyphen, some, yeah, it's weird. It's just weird. Okay, since Elvis gave this one to me on, not Elvis, Elvis did this one, take 4 and 10. John gave this to me last Thursday. Elvis gave it to us a whole long time ago. This is Business.
God, before you come to me, you come and me, so I'll bet you.
Talking to me, trying to rock me up a creek, said you can marry, settle down. I say I'm talking to me, trying to rock me up. If I had, you can pay me next week. Too much money.
Okay, it's 4.
Hey, Johnny?
Yeah. How you doing? Well, wait a minute, you're not going to do that thing?
Huh?
You're not going to do that ta-na-na-na-na-na? Okay. All right. All right. Okay, let's try it the other way.
When I return, smiling, you will steal your heart away.
Oh, shit. Wow, I killed the boy. Who ever heard of him? Help him, somebody.
God almighty. Hello, matey. Why, hey, girl with a make.
The boy's squirrely.
Why? He's getting that way.
Who ever heard of it? Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. Said you can buy it, go and try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde haired, good looking, trying to get me hooked. Want me to marry, get a home, settle down, or write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Payphone, something wrong, dime gone, will mail order, sue the operator for telling me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been to Vietnam, been a fighting in the war. Army bunk, army chow, army clothes, army car. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Yeah. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, dollar gas. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
blonde haired, good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, or write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business.
All right. I have here one of Elvis' favorite songs. He likes this one. There's also another one. Oh, I know. Let's play the other one. Just because, you know, when you get a stray hair and it kind of tickles your nose and you got to do something about it. Yeah, so that's kind of where I am. So I'm going to go down and see if I can find the other one that is definitely a favorite. And I'm going to play that, and I'm going to play it for him. He's probably not listening to it right now, but that's okay. It's one of John's favorites anyway. And this is Sylvia's Mother by Dr. Hook.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave us alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Sylvia's packing, she's gonna be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.
Okay. I just sent the link to you, Ann, and I also put it on this chat again, East Extended Family, once again. I don't know what happened to them. They're gone. But I did find it on one of my other friends' chats, so I forwarded it to you, and hopefully it'll be there and it'll work, because I do not know. They're kind of just popping out and disappearing. Strange things are beginning to happen. So we'll see. We'll see. Well, yeah, that's the right one. Okay. No, that's the right one. The one that starts, hey, time for more Elvis and rock and roll music. Come on, kick your shoes off. Pull up a chair. Have a cool one handy. That is today's show. Okay. That is today's show. So don't think you've got the wrong link, because that's the one, okay? There you go. All right. I don't know. Blog Talk is so frustrating sometimes. It sucks. Pardon my French, but, you know, at least it's not a cuss word. Okay. We need. Okay, here's a good one. Here's a good one. This is by Elvis, of course, of course. And I love this song. If you think I don't need you.
If you think I don't need you, take a look at my eyes. Maybe these ain't raindrops falling out of the sky. Since you've been gone, I've been so alone. If you think I don't need you, then baby you're wrong. If you think I don't love you, what could I do to prove to you, baby, my love is true? I sing the same old song since you've been gone. If you think I don't love you, well then, baby, you're wrong. My life has been the same since you left me. I ain't had a wink of sleep in 7 days. I don't know what to do, I'm going crazy. I just walk the floor at night and call your name. If you think I don't do right, I'll change my ways. I'll do like you want me to, I'll be your slave. Since you've been gone, I've been so alone. If you think I don't need you, well baby you're wrong. If you think I don't do right, I'll change my ways. I'll do like you want me, I'll be your slave. Since you've been gone, I've been so alone. If you think I don't need you, well baby you're wrong. Well baby you're wrong. Well baby you're wrong.
Yeah, I can deal with an ending like that. That I can deal with that. That's okay. It's not perfect, but it's okay. I can do that. Yeah, and everybody's all of a sudden getting Sunday's links, and I went to my request chat, and I know I posted in there, but it's not there. It is Sunday's show as well. So just look at what you're doing and see what it says, okay? I'll mention something about gospel or something in Sunday's links, and I'll mention something about Thursday in a Thursday show. So you can usually, if you read the paragraph, you can usually tell which link you've got. And I have no idea. And I know I sent you the right one. You know I sent you the right one. And just went, bing, disappear. There's a magician on the loose, and we got to catch him. And I know, it's Tiny Tim. Anyway, oh my gosh. Anyway, here's one. I just found this morning, as a matter of fact, and I absolutely fell in love with it. Tina Turner still got it. You know, she's been through cancer. She's been through an abusive marriage. She's been through all kinds of stuff going on in her life, but she still got it. So this is Tina Turner doing Simply the Best. Know what it is about that, but when I ran across that, I just liked it. I think it's a great song. I really like it. So I played it. I don't normally, I mean, her stuff since the 60s and the mid 70s, I haven't really gone for. I mean, when you're talking about Proud Mary and things like that, yeah, that's That's the Tina Turner era. But she was having big problems during that era, personal problems. So I'm glad she got through that, and she is still rocking it. She really is. If you can look at her video, still doing it. And she's what, 75 or 76, something like that now? And she's still doing it. Please, God, give me the strength. Okay. Here's another favorite from the 60s, The Animals. Now, you all remember Eric Burdon and The Animals, right? They had a lot of they had a lot of songs, and they played them all on the radio. This, I think, is the most memorable. It's the one that we heard the most, House of the Rising Sun.
I'm
Cool. Yeah, I think that was one of everybody's favorites back in the 60s. I really do. They were playing it on the radio all the time, so I think the DJs
all the time.
Like,
you're right. It went on for a long time.
Yeah, all the time. It was like, oh, no, not this again. But, you know, that was – there were so many other songs that were just as good, just the same style, and – you could turn your radio on and just leave it and go and do anything else you wanted to, and you would end up knowing a whole lot of songs because that's how often they played them, and just not even consciously listening, just letting them play.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's what was so fun, because even now you remember them. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Yeah. All righty. And I even remember some from the 50s, and that's scary. But anyway, and I was just a little thing in the 50s, but Mama had the radio on all the time, all the time. Okay, this is a song that John gave me on Thursday. I had never heard it before, but it is very much early 60s song. It's by Brian Hyland. And the song is Four Little Heels. And it's called the Clickety Clack Song. Here you go.
Two little girls came walking down the avenue. Two little girls who had nothing to do. Wore yellow and the other wore black, and four little heels went clickety-clack. Me and my friend came walking down the avenue, just like the girls, we had nothing to do. So we both whistled, but they wouldn't look back, and four little heels went clickety-clack.
Clickety-clack!
What a pretty pair, walking along with their noses in the air. Throughout the prize, they started to talk to two other guys. Now me and my friend are walking down the avenue. Me and my friend still have nothing to do. Gone are the girls dressed in yellow and black, and four little heels going clickety-clack.
Clickety-clack!
We were pretty mad, thinking of the fun that we could have had. Throughout the prize, they walked away from the two other guys. Now me and my friend are walking down the avenue. Me and my friend walking two by two. We've got the girls dressed in yellow and black, and four little heels going clickety-clack.
For you. I'm not quite sure what that was, but I think somebody dropped a gallon-sized tin can.
Sounded like it did.
That's what it sounded like. Oh, my gosh. But, hey, you know what? That was the era of imagination. There was a whole lot of things you heard on records and stuff that you would be surprised to know exactly what it was, because they were very innovative. They used all kinds of things to make funny sounds and strange effects, and it was crazy. It was totally crazy. Like if you would hear thunder or something, what that is a big sheet of metal that they would wiggle from the top to make that sound, and that was mm-hmm. thunder. And it sounded like thunder. It was weird, but it did. Oh, well, back in the days of imagination.
When
you didn't have, way back when you didn't have technology to do everything for you, right? Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Elvis. It's time for Elvis. I can't do without Elvis songs today. This is one called Just a Little Bit.
I don't want much, just want a little bit. Don't want it all, just a little bit. Give me a teeny weeny bit, a teeny weeny bit of your love. Turn your lamps down low, set me a kiss. Turn your light down low. I wanna resist. I want an eeny weeny bit, a teeny weeny bit of your love. Early in the morning, we're just a little bit.
I see Bev came in and didn't know what was going on, and I don't know if Manette knew or not. Rebecca didn't know. You guys, so one more time, I'm going to let y'all know E is in the hospital. John is in the hospital, actually, but you know how it goes. And I'm not going to give out details. I don't have permission to do that. So, but yes, prayers. You know, John needs your prayers. He needs your prayers. We don't know when he's going to be able to come back. But that's what the prayers are for, is that he'll get well and come back and be better than ever. So do that.
and just know that he is in God's hands and he will be there. Yes, I know you know, Susan, but there was somebody came back in there, Rebecca had their headache and didn't know. So I'm repeating it just so in case there's anybody else there that did not know, now they know, okay? That's all. I just want to make sure everybody knows why he's not here today and that hopefully things will get better and he'll get all well and be back by Saturday or Sunday. It's okay. So, all right. How about some country western? You guys ready for a bit of country western? Yeah, yeah?
Yes.
I am. How about Brooks and Dunn? You guys know who Brooks and Dunn is? They've been around
yeah.
for a while.
Long time.
Yeah, quite a long while. Yeah. They were actually in Wickenburg, where I lived, doing a movie for a while. So that was really kind of cool. Anyway, well, not a movie, a video movie. But here's Brooks and Dunn doing Boot, Scootin' Boogie.
Past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Boot Scootin' Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I keep the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, the cabin in the woods to do the Boot Scootin' Boogie. Yeah, here we go, don't we know? Come on, baby, let's go.
You think they would have let that kind of fade out or something? Nope, chop it. Get the act out. Chop it. I was like, chopping wood.
Oh,
that just
cute.
Struck me funny. I needed that.
All right. You guys know who Trace Adkins is?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Deep voice, 6'5", long blonde hair, black cowboy hat, a sense of humor that absolutely will not quit. He puts on a good concert. I've seen him in concert before. It's fantastic. He's a big guy, you know. Well, tall, mm-hmm. not so big, but he's tall. He's got some good songs out. I'm only going to play one right now today, but I'm going to dredge up some of the others, like Do You Wanna? It's great. Okay, mm-hmm. here is Ladies Love Country Boy.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. In the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation. Sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on a fast track.
I've seen that video about 3 times, and it's always better with the video, you know, because he ends up with this whole herd, and that's the best word for it, is this whole herd of girls and young women following him, and he just kind of saunters down the street ignoring them, and then he hides behind a lamppost and then tries to get away, and he tips his hat to him at one point. It's a great video. I laughed. It's a great video.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, Trace Adkins. Okay. Ladies love country boys. Ladies love country. Yeah, he's good. He's good. Okay, Elvis, one more time because I can't not do it. Okay? Let yourself go.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be all right. To me, baby, anybody can do it. All you gotta do is just let yourself go. Now don't be afraid, just relax and take it real slow.
Got a fun video with it if you watch the 68 special video. That's kind of
cool. Oh, it does. Yes, I like that. Yeah.
And I think it's just totally cute when at the beginning of that video, all the girls are going into this room and strutting around and all this stuff. And then there's a redhead that leads him towards a chair to sit down, and that's taken over by a blonde. And then a brunette comes up from behind and takes his face in her two hands and start saying, you know, you can do it, baby. It's not, you know, and this grin spreads across his face. He just smiles right at her. I mean, she's like an inch and a half away, and he just grins at her. It's so cute. I love it. That is so funny.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, that three times while I was deciding what version of the song to play. I didn't play that one because it doesn't go clear to the end. It's more of the takes of making that section of tape for the show and what happened. But it stops when him and Susan have their places back there, and it's going to be their segment of the song. That's where they stop taping it, because from there it's just the song, you know, and they didn't want to do that. For whatever reason, I mean, you know, whatever. How about another country song? I think that would go down real nice. This is Mel McDaniel. Baby's got her blue jeans on. You better watch out, because that's like dynamite.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. How she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. Comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Puss, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Well, now you know what happens when you go out in public wearing your blue jeans. Yeah. You gotta watch that. Yeah. You better take a string with you and be prepared. Put those big old beads all along that string. String them up. And each one has a man's name on it, right?
That's right.
Oh, I don't want a string like that. That kind of a string would be too difficult. Too much trouble. Too many hassles. Too many fights. I don't want that kind of a string. Let them worry about it, right? Because isn't it the guys that always go around gathering ladies and putting them on a string and just thinking they're really hot snot?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Guess what, guys? You get to play referee.
Yeah, right. No kidding. Cool.
And it never wakes them up. They think it's funny. So whatever. Okay, how about another Elvis song? I know you're going to say no, but that's too bad. I'm going to play it anyway.
We've never said no, ever.
I know. I was teasing you. This is from the 68 Comeback Special. Take one from the first sit-down show. Baby, what you want me to do?
Yeah. give me that piece of paper, man. Let me see what I'm supposed to do next here.
No fair looking at the script.
Says here, Elvis, we're talking about first record.
We're late.
A little late, all right? And how things started happening after that.
Tell me, Elvis, what did happen after
Vince
that?
Wait a minute. Elvis will talk about shooting from the waist down and not being able to touch hands with body, or body with hands. I just got this show off the air, boy, I'll tell you. Talk about Christmas song.
Christmas.
Anyway. Yeah, that's Southern for Christmas. Christmas. I'd like to talk a little bit about music. Very little. There's been a big change in the music field in the last 10 or 12 years. You like that, huh?
Well, they haven't learned it yet.
That's the reason I retired 8 years.
And I think everything's improved. The sounds have improved, and the musicians have improved. The engineers have certainly improved. I like a lot of the new groups, you know, the Beatles and the Beards and the whoever, but I really like a lot of the new music. But a lot of it is basically, our music is basically, rock and roll music is basically gospel or rhythm and blues. And it sprang from that. And it's, people have been adding to it, adding instruments to it, experimenting with it. But it all boils down to just, I don't know what I'm talking about, really. You know, I'm just mumbling, man. Somebody talks, I'm talking.
Yep. I couldn't cut it off. I needed to just let the whole thing play, as long as we had it, just to hear him talk. I know you guys love that too, so I let it roll, and he let it rock. Okay. And you know, this next song is what we're going to do the day John comes back from the hospital. Rare Earth, Celebrate.
The
There you go. Rare Earth. And that's in the 70s sometime. When? I don't know. I didn't bother looking it up. It didn't matter. I just know that I heard that. They played it in the band, so I knew it. It was a good song, and it's a good song to play when something really good happens that you want to mark. So that's cool. I'm going to play Roy Orbison's song now, and this is one that John gave me Saturday. So here is from 1962, The Act. I think Roy will make it. I think he'll make it. Like anybody's going to ask me, right? Oh, well.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to play Queen. I'm going to play Queen. And what I heard once, if I remember correctly, Freddie Mercury wrote this song to be about Elvis. Imagine that. Anyway, as soon as I find it, of course. There we go. Okay. A crazy little thing called love.
Ready to go.
Oh, yeah. You know, Freddie Mercury was so good. He really was. And you know what? I was so disappointed when I found out he was gay. It was like, not another good one. But he was himself. You know, I give him points. He was himself. He didn't pretend to be anything else. And he was happy with himself. So it was great. It was great. I just wish he had lasted with us a little longer. You know what I mean? That would have been nice. Anyway. All right. I'm going to play another Elvis song. Love Me, Love the Life I Lead.
Okay.
Okay, this is one. We're right.
I am not a wise man, neither I am fool. I am what I am, the way God made me.
With the good Lord.
Uh-oh.
Right. You're right, kid. I've been thinking about that jazz.
Oh.
You talking about on the intro?
Though I need you more than you may ever understand. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh. Okay.
I am not a wise man, neither am I a fool. I am what I am, the way God made me.
I gotta do that, man.
Oh, you need, I need you more than you may ever understand.
Okay.
I'm alive.
course, Elvis is always cool, right? He cool. He cool. Hey, guys, guess what? Time to say goodbye for today. And I thank y'all for being with me. Thank you, Victoria, for hanging in there and listening. You know, when you could come in, you came in and you just hang in there, and I like that. And Sue, thank you for sitting in the co-pilot's chair, honey. I really appreciate that.
Oh, I
needed you there today. I needed you there, and you were there. So thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Very welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you keep coming back because I keep appreciating you.
Well, I enjoy it. Thank
if I ever say, what the heck are you doing here? Well, then you can rethink it. But
then I'll have to go away.
But I ain't saying that, so don't go. Don't go away.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody else in the chat. Thank you, everybody in the chat, for joining us. It's been a good show. It really has been a good show. I thank you for not taking the conversations in the direction I asked you not to. I really appreciate that very, very much. And we'll be back Saturday. And say your prayers, cross your fingers, stand on your head, whatever you think might help. And maybe John will be back home by Saturday. We can hope so. We can hope so. So it was good. And now our time is done. Until Saturday. And then we'll bop back in there with more music and more fun and more Elvis. And I'm hoping John is well enough to be home by then. So we'll see. We'll see. Okay. So to sing us out,
it's
going to be Elvis.
John.
Yes. Yes. Please, please get well. Because I'm going to go crazy if you don't. Anyway. I already am crazy. That's no threat. I mean, you know. But that's okay. I'll go crazier. I'll go crazier. How's that? Yeah, they'll have to find me a rubber. I'll start bouncing off the walls. So that would be a trip.
He's going to be fun. Yeah, anyway, he's strong.
Well, yeah. Yeah, at some point, though, you know, everybody has a point in their life to where it gets the better of them, and I'm just hoping this ain't his. You know what I mean? So, this is Elvis, and I'm going to play Thinking About You to sing us out of the show today, and I will see y'all Saturday. Love you. Take care. God bless, and stay well.
Woke up this morning and I tried to call you, but you weren't there, kind of put me in despair. So I thought maybe I could lose my mind in the countryside. So I went for a ride, but I never stopped thinking about you. Found myself wishing you were there, just to be with me, feel the breeze, sun smile, I didn't care. I decided to try just one more time, let you know I really love you so. Before I arrived, I saw you go away with another guy. A tear filled my eye, but I never stopped thinking about you. Found myself wishing you were there, just to be. I didn't care. A long time has passed since that day I cried.
life is fine, and I'm doing fine. But when I'm at home and I feel lonely, well, I think of you. I try to get a message through, but I never stop thinking about you. Found myself wishing you were there, just to be with me, feel the breeze, sun smile. I didn't care.